Daddy.
Yes, sir.
You're too heavy.
I'm trying to call me fat. I love you. Okay, calm down.
Daddy.
No, this is him. He went and got not just the locks done and got the shave as well.
My God, the things.
Look at him. You know that video going around?
I don't see nothing on his face.
No. You know when the video going around where they get the ruler and they spray the hairline on?
Yeah.
That's how sharp. So that's why it took so damn long for the recording.
See that? Pete, you can cut yourself with it, you know?
He's such an old man. Yo, but what's going on, man? What's going on, boys? It's another week. It's another one. Did you not vote?
For what? Is there voting? You know what? Voting was the same day my dissertation was handed in, but then it just completely slipped my mind. I saw the poll at my mom's house as well.
No, big man, was there voting?
Yes.
Voting for what? No, I'm dead serious. What are we voting for?
Something to do with London mayor and... All I know is
I don't live in London, so
yeah. But everyone votes, I think. I don't know. Did you not get a voting card?
I don't think so.
Oh, then you're probably right. I just know I turned up there. I looked on this paper for someone's name that I recognized. The one name I recognized was only one paper. And the other two,
one thing you put down.
And I'm convinced with this whole electoral thing, yeah. Some of them aren't legit because there was one, was it something like the recycled can party? It's not real. No, it's literally said like recycled can party or garbage can party or something. You can create a party.
Is it basically like America when these nuts was running for presidency? Remember that? Have people voted for him? Or didn't even know who it was?
Yeah, you can create a party. Yes. But yes, people, it's another episode of the Black Dad Magic Podcast. Podcast of the transparent dads, as transparent as we can be. Like Kester's hairline that he's got sprayed on, but you know what?
No. You got people gonna think my hairline's receding a lot. When you said sprayed on
but,
the
but you can't even see. I don't know why.
You know them American movies, you know the Americans like that show their barbershop and then the man's got like that bowl patch all through the middle and then they just get a line of hair, put it there and then shape it back up. That's how sharp it looks below the skin.
My hairline's so strong. My hairline's not even top back. Hairline's so strong. What?
Yo, this week, yeah. My dad born of the week, yeah. So, obviously, you know, we were talking for a while that nighttime training, innit? So Maya, clock, she's taking man for fool. She's taking us for joke.
Man for idiot stuff, chat.
Yeah. She's taking us for joke. Okay. She goes mom's. She's at mom's. Three nights straight. Doesn't wet the bed.
Yeah.
Calm. Doesn't wet the bed. Slept in the naked. Get up in the morning. Quick to call me and M. Be like, mommy, daddy, I have no wet knickers. Boom, bam. Live. So why are you playing games when you come here? But then I said, yeah, she came back from mom's. I just threw her in the bed. It was like, oh, she doesn't have a pull-up on. I was like,
tough.
Threw her in the deep end, isn't it? She woke up.
Straight up.
She woke up, she was bit, and she was so excited as well. That's what I think is key, because she got well happy about it.
Oh, she didn't wet herself?
No, she didn't wet herself. Sure. She got up so happy about it, she ran to us in the bedroom. She'd be like, look, I got no wet knickers. No wet knickers now. So it's not just her. We want her to do it, and she's doing it to make us happy. She's excited about it because she's realizing.
Oh my God, that had that. Yes, man.
It's lit, but
proud.
Yeah,
it's good. I like it when I see their faces. There's a pure excitement because that happened. Zion, he's not like we put nappies in him. It's dry. It's dry.
What is that nighttime?
Nighttime.
Yeah.
And one night I put the boy to bed, and Safa said, let me check him. Right? He took off the nappy, put it in his nappy bin,
yeah.
I was just sleeping naked.
Calm. That's what life's about.
So you know, your dad has been doing that, you know, like
what nudist.
For some reason, what he's been doing, she's been going doo-doo every single time before she goes to bed. I don't know why, but She busts one.
Because she wants to sleep in peace.
Yeah.
She wants to float into her dreams.
Yes, yes, yes.
But that's a sign, though, Kes, that, like, he's early. If he sleeps through the night, best thing to do, wake up as soon as he gets up in the morning, just, you know, put him on his potty or whatever.
Listen, he does it. All he says go. Is that he put on the light. That's what I need to do. Put on the light, and he's gone. And he's transitioning.
Mm.
He doesn't want to sit on a potty when he's pooing. Mm. He wants to sit in a big toilet.
Yeah, it makes sense, though.
Yeah. Watch him drop you.
But the thing is, he can't get on himself, even though he's got a step,
yeah,
because he can't turn around. He's have to leave.
Wait, have you got... Have the kids dropped in the toilet yet?
It gone in the one day. Yeah. But that... But that say what you're saying, Kes. Nina literally... She, nah, Nina will literally... She, once we take off her nappy, she'll actually go and put it in the bin herself.
Yeah.
Even when sometimes... Even like up to now, yeah. Even today, like, I walked in the front room. She's just sitting on the sofa watching her show, like, on the TV. And she just... smiling, but I smile so cute. It's just like you just look at her and she just she'll look back at the TV. But one thing that I've noticed with her, even her nurse, she's given a good review, that she's sounding out like animal sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like move like, and quack.
Yeah, like it's not crystal clear, but you can hear her trying to, because as soon as they say like a animal sound, she repeats straight away.
Yeah,
so it's a slow progress, but you know, she's getting there, bro.
Yeah, that's sick. So, about you, Kes, what's your dad highlight of the week?
Dad highlight of the week, the Zion didn't fight no one. Well, what's it called? The other day, Pickles out from the nursery, teacher's like, Zion had a really funny day today, he punched someone. Right?
Wow.
One, and I was laughing, right? And then they're like, in my head, I'm thinking, what did that child do to my child?
Yeah.
My child to retaliate, because my child can just randomly hit people like that.
Yeah.
But you know, I just left it. And I went into the car and I was like, what did they do? If they did anything to you, you did the right thing. You know what I mean? Yeah, but that's it. My highlight of the week, bro. You didn't fight no one. Simple
as. That reminded me of, so there's a couple of things, yeah, that came across my radar this week. And obviously, can't remember her name, but big her up anyways.
How you big her up? You don't know her name.
I know her name, but this is the thing. I know her name, but I just can't remember what her name is at the minute, innit?
Who is it? Who she looks like?
So what's her name then, if you remember her name, bro? You can't remember somebody's name. I don't remember her name right now.
Yeah, but you know what it is? Because I saw she shared a story.
You don't know her, you know?
No, I do. She shared a story on Instagram, right? But you know when people don't have their real name as Instagram? I don't know who you're hiding from. But, when I work out, anyways. But yeah, she shared a story about she's a childminder. I shared a story about a child that she's looking after, stepping up and defending a black girl who was getting picked on for her hair. And then, the main crux of the story is she hasn't taught the child she's looking after, who's white, a great
is
deal
this about her experience.
Yeah, she observed it.
Okay,
so,
okay.
She's looking after white kids, and the girl was like, went over and defended the black girl who was getting picked on by, I think it's like another white guy or something. They're all kids in it, so they don't, like, most of the time they don't know better. What really stuck out to her is how the girl defended her for getting picked on for her hair. And then I thought about it, I was like, wait, we sort of have to be in a position, yeah, where we're preparing our kids to, one, not be bullies, but also two, how to deal with getting bullied, a potential.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, bullying in itself, yeah, comes in various forms at varying ages, isn't it? Yeah. So, and then I really, like, sat there and thought to myself, I don't know how I would react to
some bullying.
Yeah, and then just now when you're talking about, Zion, it just reminded me of if I put myself in that parent's position, I would rather, it sounds really messed up here, but I'm just, again, just being a transparent dad, I would rather Maya's got in trouble at school for getting fight with a bully for sticking up for herself.
Oh, yes.
or fighting back against a bully.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Than to sit there and take and it. Get abused. Yeah. Like, there's four against that in it, which I understand for both sides. But for me personally, if she's getting in trouble for that, for defending herself, I'm here for it. Obviously, we'll still teach her that, you know what, if so and so is picking on you, X, Y, Z, go tell the teacher, go to the prefect or whatever. But if my girl just keeps pushing you down and pulling your hair in the playground, yo, a mirror reflects in it.
Mm-hmm.
It is, because I've never been, well, touch wood, been bullied growing up in school.
Touch what?
Touch the post.
Mark!
Christ almighty! So, I touched the crown. But yeah, the political response is, you know, we'd want to tell our kids, well, I'd want to tell Maya, look, if you're getting treated a certain way, go let the teacher know, go report X, Y, and Z. But obviously, we've grown through school, so we know, boy,
gonna happen.
No, it's not really saying nothing's going to happen, but there's repercussions to things like that, innit? And everyone,
100%.
Everyone's not the cool kid in school, sort of thing. But the inner me, the non-political side of things, be like, boy, if she's coming to you, messing with your hair, or physically putting hands on you, return said favor. But again, that's why I think there's two sides to it, because like I said, I've never been the recipient of any sort of bullying, and hands up to God, I've not knowingly bullied anyone.
What do you classify as bullying?
This is what I just said. I've not knowingly bullied anyone. Like, I don't go out my way to pick on anyone for their race, color, creed, gender, height, weight.
I know, but did you get called nicknames in school, or just like, do you know when you, people have nicknames? Like, I used to wear glasses in school, so obviously you know. I still wear glasses, but you know the pre. So yeah, said this. So obviously, you remember that advert with the Halifax man?
I knew
get called the Halifax man or Urkel enough times, but I used to laugh off it. It weren't that, because man was Urkel man, bro. But man was, yeah, I didn't any type of that kind of bullying, to the point where I felt affected or whatnot. I wasn't on the receiver end of that.
No, I get what you mean. Like, that can still be a form of bullying.
Yeah. Bullying depends on how the person takes it.
Yeah, because if you turn around and be like, "Raw, cool, the joke's done 50 jokes ago," and they're still carrying on and doing it because they can tell it upsets you, then yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head,
because that's basically it. Like, if the person actually says, "Raw, I can't take this no more," like, yeah, it actually affects me, and they still continue, then yeah, I feel like that's when the bullying properly starts. If you're just brushing it under the rug and it's mentally not really affecting you, or you're not really getting upset about it, then cool. But if the moment you start getting upset about it, I think that's exactly when bullying is, yeah, it's more to light.
Yeah, but you know what? On the flip side of that as well, yeah? Obviously, we've got the understanding as adults. You get me? Parents, so it's like, the next step now is to how to then reinforce that with our kids. Do you get what I mean? To ensure that they're not in that mode. So like with Maya, she's quite friendly, as you lot know already, you know, and that's a mix of both our personalities. We're quite friendly and welcoming and open to everyone. So it's like reinforcing that, but also highlighting to her that people are different.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Like, she's free, so they're still like, when you think about it projectively, that's how I see it, how we have to approach. We have to highlight, you know, people are different in different ways, and difference isn't a mockery or a bad thing. Do you get what I mean?
Mm.
Like, everyone can't be the same. Like, normal, to me, normal is boring, isn't it? So, like, you have to have some sort of flavor. Yeah. So
100%.
Spicy.
Yeah. And it's like ensuring that she knows that you don't pick on this person because they're a different shade to you. You don't pick on her because her hair is a different. You just don't do that. Do you get what I mean? Whether it's be physically, mentally, emotionally, I think that's the sort of approach that so far we're slowly adopting with her while she understands the real world and interacting with people, because she speaks everyone and anyone.
Yeah, that's, and I think that's the thing as well. Is it might even be a thing where we have to wait until we get to that stage where they're in school and possible situations happen, because you don't know what could possibly happen. We can prepare them all we like, but you know, when you're in school, in that environment, we've all been there, innit? So when you're in that environment and things are happening, she might even be in the wrong place. I was watching one movie, actually.
Yeah.
And imagine, so some kids were rushing some other kid. Yeah. And then the other kid, it's a really good movie, it's on Prime. I don't remember what it's called, I'll let you man know. But the little boy, what he did, all he did was step on the guy's glass, because they kind of made him, go and do something. All he did was step on the kid's glasses, because they already beat the kid down, and all this little kid did is step on his glasses. What happens? He gets suspended from school.
This is it.
And other kids run off because he didn't want to snitch on the bullies, the actual bullies. He didn't want to snitch on the actual bullies. First, so it could be situations like that, bro.
First mayor, snitch. Yeah. Snitch. First charges. Yep. Snitch. Phone the police. Snitch. God, you're not getting kicked out of a good ass school with good grades, mm-hmm. because you're gonna do, you see the whole follow fashion monkey thing? For everyone mm-hmm. that's not Caribbean is following the crowd.
Yeah.
Not in it. I'm not here for it at all. We're not here for it at all, because if everyone jumps off, what's the phrase? If everyone jumps off the bridge, are you going to jump as well? Absolutely not.
You know what? Back on those transparent things, though, but that was just like, even me in school, I'm not going to lie, I got kicked out on the last, I might have got kicked out the last 2 weeks of school, bro. For you know when you have, right, so you got, here's the joke. I got banned from prom. Exactly. Exactly. I got banned from prom, yeah. And this was because of the whole play fighting thing, but it was play fighting certain rule, because it ended up being outside of school and everything as well. But it was like the year 11s versus the year 10s. You know them ones there?
Yeah.
And so I think all I did is dash an egg in this boy's afro, yeah? Rubbed it in his afro, yeah? What's wrong? And he went to go snitch.
Where do you have an egg at school?
Bought it from the shop. Bought it from the shop.
That's premeditated. You deserve to go, man. That's premeditated assault.
You understand, but looking back on that, it's just, I was like, why did this guy snitch? I can't believe he snitched. But then looking back on it, it's just like, you know what?
So you're not blaming yourself for what you're doing.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have got in trouble. I would have got some. I'll tell you why I was pissed. And my mom was pissed, yeah, because she just rented a tux from Moss and Bros. And you know that thing ain't expensive. That's expensive.
You had the audacity to get kicked out.
Yeah.
Did you get to use it?
No.
Did you get to use it, bro?
Got banned from prom, blood.
I think we should throw a prom for you, because I didn't go to my prom either, bro.
I didn't go to mine either.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So, I was banned. I just never went.
Yeah, we should do a prom, though.
Like, and when I got to college, I didn't go to my year group prom. I went to the year group prom above mine.
How?
Jesus. I was just cool, isn't it? I was just a cool person.
Nah, we should do a prom.
I literally got invited to the so when we was in sixth form, I got invited to the year above their prom, and I just never went to mine. And the only reason I ever went to graduation at uni is because my mom has come in.
Not sure.
Yeah, because if not, I would have saved that £300 or whatever the hell it was for tickets and the thing. But now going back to it, yeah, that's a good point. It's like, as much as we wanna arm our kids to acknowledge
right and wrong,
yeah, and there is always that.
You're gonna have to wait and see.
Yeah, because like, let's be realistic, no one wants to not be like cool or be no one wants to be like the one that stands out, but these stuff happen.
You know what done it for me? I think it was more I was a freaking athlete, bro.
Yeah,
before you even say that.
Yeah.
I was an athlete, Andy. Like it was a thing, it's just how I flexed and just bonded with people in it, because I just get on with a lot of people in general at the end of the day. But in terms of athletics, bro, I think I was apart from one ringer in my school.
In terms
of
the athletics, and that was made us a lot of popularity. And a
popularity, yeah.
Because
if you think it,
my thing,
Rolando
was eating lobster and steak at uni.
What's wrong with this guy, man?
Rolando was a guy.
Well, I can't keep myself some time. How many hours I was in library, like lobster. With my eyes bleeding.
And not cheap lobster, a whole lobster we dipped in.
How far I went for this lobster? Remember, I was in Bedford. That's come all the way to Canary Wharf for lobster and go back, my friend. Come on.
It is a valid point, but the thing is, yeah, because they might not be able to identify what it is at the time. So you slowly have to show them.
That's the thing. And they might retaliate before we even get a chance to speak to them because they don't want to talk about it.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, boss. All right, say this here. So let's play on two fronts here.
Go on.
Your kid is the one being bullied.
Mm.
What are you saying to them, or how are you approaching it to help get them out of that situation?
Okay.
Or deal with it.
And have they come to me and explained that they're getting bullied?
To be
them or the school.
To be 100% transparent, okay. Like what you said, Rolando, I'd say to the teacher, if nothing has been done, then this is when reinforcement comes into play.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like, it's either you do something or I will do something. I won't do nothing. Let's get it clear. I won't do nothing to the child. I'll have a discussion with the parent first.
Parent, yeah.
Because the child is learning from the parent. Whether they learn it from them or it's
acting. Not necessarily though, Kiss. Let me stop you there, bro. It might not even be that situation where they're learning from the parent. It might be a thing where, like I said, I was brought up good. And I spoke, both of you lot was brought up good as well. Do you see what I'm trying to say to you? None of your parents thought you about violence. Yeah. But I could guarantee you that we've all probably been in a fight before.
Me?
Pretty boy, Rolando.
Let me talk your life.
It's hard to miss, you know. Me?
Easily, bruv.
Things like that, like they might, like, that kid might just, it might be based on
peer pressure. That's what I'm saying. It could be acted out. Literally. Yeah. No.
But their parents might be none the wiser.
This is why you had to have a conversation with the parent first. And if the parents take action, fair enough.
Yeah, but that's what he's saying. Because you said in your earlier point, you're saying that they learn from their parents, and that's what Patrick's saying.
It can be learning from the parents, or they can be acting out. Mm. If it is, if the parent take action on the child, fair play to them. Yeah, but if it doesn't, yeah, this is when I'm getting involved and I'm kicking ass, bro. I'm being honest with you,
because I'm not sure.
He's actually kicking.
Huh?
Please.
He's actually gonna kick.
Metropolitan police.
I'm stepping on Tony's little
bro,
feet.
Bro, remember, like, you got a child and you got the parent. That carries two different sentences, bro. I'm picking wisely in that one.
Like, I don't know if the schools do that where they put the parents together to discuss it or not, but.
That's a good idea.
All right, P, you win this then. Nice come to you, and whatever age you can choose, whether she's young or older, whatever, whether it's primary
school. I'm gonna have to get the full picture. You know me, so I'm gonna have to get the full picture first. I'm gonna have to see what it is that has caused this kind of confrontation or sort of form of bullying to happen.
Yeah,
and I need to see what she's done on her end before I wild out, because my head will take me.
Mm.
You know what I'm trying to say to you. So just to have, find a level of balance, I'll figure that out. Then I'll get in contact with the school. I would have to get in contact with the school. I don't expect her to probably go tell her teacher, because that might bring
a
conflict with another kind of conflict. You understand me? So I will go down to the school and I'll have a word in private with the teacher. Okay. And I'll get them to observe and let me know what's happening. You see what I'm trying to say to you? If it gets to that stage where she has been bullied and she's retaliated in a certain way, but she's extremely hurt the child, then that's a whole other topic where I'm not going to be angry, but we would have to have a real sit down and like possibly move school. Do you see what I'm trying to say to you, just to get her into another environment? Because it's not obviously not in terms of bullying, but that's what I kind of had to do. I took myself away from my school. I didn't go to the same sitcom, so I went to Harris, innit?
Yeah.
I just took myself out of that school environment and all those people that I was around and just put myself in a new environment, because it's just sometimes just better for yourself, you know? And it might be better for her, even though it might take her away from her friend. If it got to that stage, I'll just have to do that, bro. What about yourself?
There's a good point. So if it's Mayo or any of, you know, future kids come to us first on it, that they haven't gone to the teacher, then that's a good point to actually bring it up to their teacher, say, look, these are the concerns. Like, she's saying that the dryad went over there, so. You know, or whatever it may be, someone is so and so. So then, because rightly or wrongly, we can't just approach someone else's child and be like, yo, what are you doing to my youth? Yeah.
Or just wait for them outside the school, come here. No. Yeah,
can, but it's not ideal.
Right, you can, but you can't approach someone's kid. So that was a good point, and like, go on and speak to the teacher initially, or maybe the principal or whatever it may be. But think about it, because they can then investigate internally whether it's to, they're going to ask a third party. Let's say they ask another kid, like, oh,
yeah,
was anything in the playground, so then they can have three accounts.
There's always one bully, in school, bro. Someone's gonna tell
at the victim, the bully, and you can have a third witness, so then they could get a better picture than us. But like you said, Pete, we don't know what led to it, innit?
Okay, exactly. One question. Wait,
let me finish. So obviously, there's that. Now, if it's beyond that, where it's already been reported, yeah, and there's no change, and I've observed who the parent is, we're having a conversation at the school gate. It's like going up to Kester's point of me and the parent, we now need to understand why, if this has been brought up already, why is your child still brazen enough to want to do something like pick on my child? What are you doing to change this?
And if then why I get brave, I know Orlando's going to be like, one phone call from me.
I've got a question now.
I'm very prepared.
Okay, there we go. This is the point I'm gonna make now. Yeah, this is the first occasion of formal bullying. Yeah, and the first incident is extreme. It's not a little, calling names or nothing. It's like extreme to the point that your child's physically harmed. Yeah, like they lay. What are you gonna do? Are you still gonna follow those steps you guys just actually said?
Yeah, we have to.
Are you just generally going to still follow the steps?
I have to.
But no, I cannot.
I can't just go to jail towards you and then drop
him. Because imagine that was your, you know, now. But Kester, imagine that was your you, like, and your you banged up somebody, you know, and then their parent comes down and rocks up your you. What are you going to do?
I'm not going to the parents.
You know, I'm going to spin it on Kester. You know why? Because, like you just said a while ago about the kid acting out. So that scenario. The parents are going through a messy divorce or some sort of abuse in the house, and then the kids now come and taking that out on your child in school. You can't then aggressively then go and attack the parent, given on the scenario that you just said, because that child is just acting out based on something going on at home. So irrespective, I get what you're saying, that like being protective when you see your child, like you're filled with emotion, rage and such forth. But on the same front, like you've said many times here, you can't then just go and, you know, drop dad. Like, obviously you have a conversation and let the other dad, you know, instigate something and drop him, but you can then end up both your kids getting excluded from that school or X, Y, and Z, innit? Like, I'm gonna be very transparent, yeah. I've got no qualms dropping someone's dad for fun.
You guys have a lot of patience.
If you tell me the story, don't think I'll go find him,
because remember,
let me.
Because remember, like now at the stage, because of how in the past, let's say 5 or 6 years or so, yeah, like where bullying is sat on the social spectrum, is heavily linked with the police now. So this stuff will just go straight to be an investigation and juvie and all that jazz, innit?
If on the bullshit.
Bro, what absolutely are you talking about?
It is linked to the police, yeah, but nothing gets done. We see this day in and day out.
So what are you gonna do? Go kidnap the parents and the kids, bro?
No, I'm just
gonna. That's why I said it depends on the age, because you can't arrest the kid.
How?
I will have a discussion with him. If nothing's changed, then we're gonna have to go forward on this. I don't know.
Yeah, but how are you gonna bypass? How are you going to get to the parent? Bypass? You're gonna bypass the school to get to the parent to have what conversation?
I'll see them picking up little Tom.
You're gonna sit down outside the school.
You know what? Kester's gonna do
reported to the police and nothing's been done.
Yeah, but you're missing the point here. We're not saying that it's whether something's gonna be done or not, but what I'm saying is that it still gets picked up on. You can't just camp outside of school expecting to go see the kid after they've just but then give your child a black eye. Because how many times have we seen in school where certain fights happen, you don't see them, you don't, someone get excluded for like weeks. You're gonna be camping outside doing
my child must be able to see out of one eye. While little Tom is just have time out.
So you're gonna give Tom a black eye. This is what you're saying.
Hold on. A black eye, bro.
What if, all right, Kes, what if, yeah?
I'm not you do that.
You get Kes now, you land in jail, and that bullying thing still happening. What are you gonna do, brother? No. Break out a pen.
He's gonna fight his way out.
You watching like Prison Break? You're gonna tattoo. You're gonna add to your tattoos and come like my man in Prison Break, man. And
he's gonna. Kester's gonna tattoo eyes. He's gonna have eyes for everybody. He's worse than me.
No.
If Porsche says to me, "Oh, we just went to the school," and I see Kester ringing my phone, I'm nonsense.
No, because it's my child. I'm there to protect them, but I also have to teach them the right way. I need to teach them the right way and the right thing, and to control your anger. Yes, it's not anger; it's just frustration because
that leads to anger.
Little Tommy has touched Zion, gave a black eye, and the school will do and the teachers will do is have a conversation.
Right, what if your child gave somebody a black eye?
What do you want them to do? Put Tommy in the corner and then make Tommy stand up and Zion go and give him a black
charges,
eye.
Bro. I'm pressing charges.
And you're well in your right to get
the... Marquez, what do you do if your son went and gave somebody a black eye?
Can't hear you.
What do you do if your son went and gave somebody a black eye?
That was the other side I was going with this. Obviously, let's tidy up the victim side first.
You're going to mock him to jail.
Because, so basically, yeah. For Kester, yeah, in summary, if it's light bullied at the beginning, he'll go to principal. If straight away, yeah, it's abusive. Kester wants blood for blood.
Of course.
And that's it. It's black eye for black eye. Yeah. That's it.
Eye for an eye.
Stand by your thing.
Tooth for a fist.
Do not phone me. Don't. Okay. Unless I'm coming to pick you up from the prison, don't call me.
I'll be genuine.
No, but, and this is what I said to you. Yeah, I understand. Like, that's why I gave you two responses there. Because I'm not saying to my child, oh, you know, you just go with your black eye, go give someone else a black eye there. Well, going to have a conversation with a parent, I'm here for it. Whether my intentions is hoping that this parent is brazen enough to, you know, piss me off, that I could just give him back one. Because then you go do it. All right, watch this now, Kester. What's going to drop on you, Patrick? So say you're going to do this now, yeah, with the primary focus of giving back that a black eye, yeah. And he beats you up in front of
fire. I'm gonna ask, what do you do? You come to the sentence, yeah, I'm gonna rap him, and you see man, and he's hench. He's like my man from White. What's that black guy's name again?
Terry Crews.
Yeah.
You know what my son's gonna learn from that? My son's gonna learn that ain't no punk, bro. I still represent.
No.
You're right, that is in a wheelchair.
He's gonna be like, son, why did you bring me here? Why did you tell me about this in the first place?
Kevin Hart.
And this is why I say I agree with you. When it comes to like being protective and overprotective, yeah, we're very much like rage driven in it. So like first off, I've already said to myself in it, and I think it's a conversation about it. There's certain situations I'm gonna go into speaking last, because if I speak first, it's gonna go.
I think my dad's on there. I think I get it.
This is where Kess is going. So we'll go to speak first. I'll let them speak first. But if everybody's beyond rage, I will have to speak, and I'm like, at this point, I'm gonna have to calm myself more. To then have,
you know what? Yes, yeah. You made a valid point, because when Porsche's man, I'm always a pacemaker, and when I'm mad,
and vice versa.
So
yeah, it depends on what mad I am.
So it depends. If I'm alone, yeah, then this will go 50-50.
Mm.
But if Porsche's there and she's the one rage, most likely I'll be the pacemaker and say like, calm, let's think about this.
Yeah.
But when I have no one there, I just go 100.
Yeah, and you see where Mayor's like she's very fair. Mm. So everything's
showing.
He's like, everything's showing. I'm just looking
everything
at
everything showing.
Yeah. I know.
Even a pinch.
Eb's gonna see red. I'm gonna see red the next Monday. I'm taking unpaid leave from work.
Them lionesses, how they protect the cubs.
Oh, lionesses are the worst. They're not the worst. They're not worse in bad before, you know, anyone gets them, but they're the most
toughest.
Dangerous. But quickly, so let's go on the other side. Your child is, you know, has a reputation for being a bully in school. We do that. Me, I'm taking her back to that school, and the same kids that she's bullying and embarrassing them.
Apologize to them.
I'm embarrassing her in front of them.
Yeah.
Because embarrassment for embarrassment, you will now learn, because now they have, you're on the same level playing field. Yeah. But at the same time, I can see why that may not work as well.
But right? That might not, what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Because
Yeah. And she might get bullied for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at life.
Okay, what are you gonna do? You're gonna call your daddy.
Yeah. And because you know, I'm one of them people that, you know, you can't hear with feeling it. And I always grew up like that, because I just didn't listen.
So so it's very much, all right, cool. So, you know, life is a great teacher, a very great teacher.
Experiences, yeah. That's what it is, man.
And embarrassment is a strong tool. So that's for me, innit? Like, yo, we're going to have a proper stern, because I don't know where you've got this bullying from, because you sure as hell didn't get it from me, and you definitely didn't get it from your mom. So where...
But you know what? It's hard, because now I have to think about how I would act if it was Josiah doing that, or if it was Renaya doing that.
Yeah. Because realistically, yeah, this is where it goes back to what Kessa said initially, that you're going to make it now seem that you've learned this at home. And this is at home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we didn't teach you raised to be in a bully. Remember when May was younger? May used to, yo, she was rough. She just pushed me into the oven. Like, listen, stop doing that. Like, we're like, May, stop. You have to be gentle.
Yeah.
Like, you have to learn to be gentle. You're too rough. Like, she started understanding rough more than anything else because she was too rough. So she got into gentle. She used to, like, rub you like a cat afterwards.
See, now I'm scared when Renaya grows up, you know, bro, that she's just going to be some DHQ, bro, because the way she's standing on tables and doing some next type of apparatus.
She's going to be, she's going to be...
Gymnastics.
Nah, what's her name? Laura Croft from Tomb Raider.
Oh, that
I thought you were gonna say Bailey.
Just Bailey. Who's Bailey?
A black gymnastics, an American gymnastics.
No, Google because Crackers. The difference between gymnastics are they're doing this in a gymnasium. Renaya, the world is her. Yeah, she'll be a free runner.
Where is her oyster?
Yeah. So
what? Hey, free running cold.
So then, P, what are you saying?
What I do?
Yeah. So your child, you know, is doing bullying things, because it's on you to, as parents, really, to, you know, counteract and stop that, because the older they get, life will get back to you.
Yeah.
When you're in secondary school, you think parents matter. They might rush you.
That's what I'm thinking. For me, it'll be, like I said before, it'll probably be firstly a conversation, isn't it?
Mm.
And she continues the bullshit. If they continue the bullshit.
With the child, P.
Huh?
The conversation with the child.
I have the conversation with my child, yeah.
Yeah.
And if they continue it, then I don't even know if I'd actually step in and embarrass them. If I catch them doing it in the act at school, then I would embarrass them there and then. But I think it's more so...
How are you catching them, Pete?
Oh. Is he the one in the playground?
How are you catching
your playground, G?
Nah, do you know what? It's But as in, like, because obviously man done certain things outside of school, innit? So if I'm one day coming to pick her up from school and I see some fuckeries happening, then that's the kind of man will embarrass that, if you understand me, or him. But in general, if that it came to me, I need to get a full picture, but before I figure out exactly how to handle the situation.
You always have to have context. You always have to have
context. Yeah, I mean, the teacher can say one thing and make it look like it's worse than what it actually is. If the actual other kid is really affected, then I'll probably sit down and have a conversation, and I'll actually make sure that my child just apologizes there and then. So we'll have a meeting, me, that other parent, their child, and my child, and we see if we can resolve it through mediation. If
I can't get resolved through mediation, I'm not have to say sorry to someone else's parent, because
my child. I'm not saying sorry. I think the word sorry is coming out my mouth for my child's misbehavior. I didn't teach her that.
Yeah.
I saw a video, like a small reel or whatever it is. I don't know if it's on Instagram or Facebook, whatever. Yeah, this little boy used to get bullied, right? In America, bullied. And his brother, he told his older brother, and his other brother went to the little kid, yeah, and sat down with him and have a conversation.
Yeah.
And found out that he's going through so much at home. He doesn't eat. He doesn't have the latest trainers, and the guy's been invited, and then the bully is being invited to the house every single day.
Mm.
Which is every single day.
You're not doing that.
No, I'm not doing that.
You're not doing that.
But that's the thing, though, because obviously now I've got another one on the way.
I love that. There's a small chance, 10% chance I may contemplate something like that, but it's a very small 10% chance.
But that's the thing, because I've got another little one on the way now. Renaya is going to be an older sibling. So, say, for example, someone's bullying her younger sibling.
Yeah.
It's like, and they go to the same school, which is probably be more than likely,
yeah.
It's going to be like, okay, like, actions might just happen there and then.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Someone might be picking on Renaya, someone might be picking on the little one, and then Renaya steps in and is like, what are you on? You see what I'm trying to say to you? And then Renaya just comes on some smoke, you know what I'm saying? And then does what she needs to do and patterns it there and then. Like, I can't stop that. You see what I'm trying to say to you? I'll be proud that once you stuck up for each other and you're looking out for each other, but at the end of the day, I'll probably just sit down with the head teacher if it gets to that stage and just be like, what can I do? Obviously, this child's evidently picking on my for my older one to react like that. So what do you expect me to do? And if they want to suspend them, then cool. I can't be angry at that. Yeah, especially depending on the situation. If it's a retaliation from the older sibling and the younger siblings obviously been hurt, affected by it, and it's retaliation, not to the fact where they've just crippled them, but is it me? Is it me? As long as that person's still breathing, like,
I think, all, you know, me. I think what's key for that bit is the key lesson, I think, for that bit is for us to instill with our children that it doesn't need to escalate to something physical. You can, like, and this is coming from someone who's very overprotective, so I already expect one or all my.
You got two younger siblings, innit?
Yeah. So you always have that innate feature to just want to go and defend them, even physically as well. Because I remember in primary school, some guy in my year or the year below was picking up my brother. And I'm not gonna lie to you, I beat him up.
Sure. And you didn't go your mum. You didn't go call your mummy. Should I deal with him or should I wait?
No, it was on the same day. He could have then got his friends and both of us could have got beat up. Because like, in that rage, we never think outside of it. But like I still believe there may potentially have been a way to have had a conversation.
I don't think that stops in life, though, bro.
It's gonna happen. I don't think it's gonna work.
But I don't think it, in general, though, especially with siblings annoying. Or even just friends that you classify as brothers or whatever, and sisters and whatever, it's just like it won't stop because that's just like me seeing. And if someone's rushing you, I'm gonna rock up somebody. Do you see what I'm trying to say to you? It's just little things like that.
But the thing is, yes, I see what you're saying because at that point,
it's never gonna stop in life.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is at that point, you've now mentioned situation, an altercation that's already physical. Do you get what I mean? But as an older sibling, you can then, we can then, I don't know, sort of like reinforce or have the conversation with them to say like, look, if you approach that, and obviously if you're, you know, your brother or sister getting stamped out, then obviously flying like Iron Man, innit? But if it's not, and you can pull them apart, then use your words as the weapons. Do you get me?
Yeah, 300%. But would you have that conversation with them? When would you have that conversation with them? After a situation's occurred? Or before they start school, every day before they go to school, like there's no right situation. Yeah, like, sort of boring. You
know, okay, for that, the moment if they're in a similar, if they're within a 5-year gap and there's a point where they're both going to be at the same school or in the same, that's when you should have the conversation with the older one, I think, because that's now going to be the situation or the ideal or situational time where that may happen. Do you get me? Like, anytime prior to
just
that.
Look out for your sister. Yeah. I'll probably be like, just look out for your sibling. Just you know me. Just try not to make it get physical. But if it needs to, yeah. Like, you know. Don't tell your mother.
Yeah, like this whole, you know, someone comes to slap you, turn the other cheek, cancelled. I'm categorically telling you, no, no. May someone go slap you, move your face, and defend yourself. And if they manage to slap you, slap them back.
What was the Martin Luther King? Non-violence, then violence.
Bruv.
No, sir.
No.
So I'll be preaching that Old Testament.
I guess you so Zion's, you find out, you know, Zion's
bullying.
Zion's out here hanging people by their boxes on
the toilet. The block. He's on the up block to the in that corner. He's got that corner, man.
He's coming up with extra lunch money, and you're like, what's going on there?
Well, that's a hustle, isn't it?
You ain't doing paper rounds. What's going on?
Nah, but go back to what P said, yeah. I want to identify what the problem is. Like, why you start bullying people? Yeah. And an elderly man told me this, a dad, he said to me, and it stick with me. When a child make a mistake, they'll have a goal for that mistake because the mistake is already long gone in the past. Work on them to try to make it not to make that mistake again in the future. Yeah, yeah. So like, hug him, I love you, what you did, it was bad, but no, let's dwell on that situation. Yeah. What's happening? What can we change? That's going to be my approach. And I do it to him daily right now, actually. Because some days, this guy have a random tantrum, and he gets me vexed. Like, I'm trying to put on this guy's clothes and he's having a word of tantrum. Yeah. So that's kids teach you to be humble, you know.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, kids teach you to be humble. So I'll sit there, I stand there, I don't go down to his level and be like, are you okay? What's wrong?
Mm.
Yeah. Talk to me. And that, I think I will continue to do that. Because if it's from a bullying, when they do, if it touch that thing there, sir. Yeah.
No, get on.
If it does go down, I'll talk to him. Yeah. Generally talk to him and see what the.
Do you know what's funny? Yeah, and why I laughed, because okay, you see what you just said, yeah. Now this is a you. This is the you. Your child is the bully. So now you got you as the child, the victim of the bully, coming to you now to fight you. You see the problem? Now do you see what the approach?
All right, so
the other one. Listen. You see? I see, but I don't care.
Let me pause one. All right, so let's fast forward 12, 13, 14 years from now, and you find the little one and they've got stacks of money stashed away, or they've got you find some sort of drug in their backpack or whatever it is. What do you do?
Drug in the back pocket.
What type of drugs are we talking?
In the backpack. Or you find a large lump sum of cash.
Oh, it's not yours. Because you know why I say it's not yours? Because I'm gonna ask you, who is it that you're likely gonna lie and say it's not yours. So therefore, I've now seized it. It's not yours.
What that puts them in a situation where if they don't get that money
This is where I'm going to, because now I've seized that. Let's see how you're gonna react. Because then now your reaction is gonna tell me whether this money is gonna get you killed or not.
Yeah.
Where have you got this from? And where have you got it from there?
You know what's funny? I watched a video on TikTok and some kid basically he got licked from his parents in it because he lost their £400 basically, or $400 whatever it is. He goes to the bedroom and he sees $400 on the bed. I scrolled through the comments, yeah. And the question was like, what do? Do you give it back to your parents?
I'm keeping it.
Nah, you know what? I'm giving it.
Because you can't refund them bits, bruv.
I'm gonna give it back. Because yeah, if I keep it, I'm gonna buy something with it. And then if I buy something with it and they see it, they're gonna be like, "Oh wait, you didn't lose. That's more beatings." No, I've had enough beatings in my life that I'm like, "Oh, I thought I lost it. Here it is." And then I want the satisfaction of I want the satisfaction of, "I'm sorry."
No, that's not happening. That means that's what that means, brother.
No, because I already got the beatings.
Means all you beat some credit. That means your next thing that you mess up on, be like, "Okay, that was credit. You've used it all your credit for the last time."
You're still getting that same beating.
You know, exactly my point.
But it's true though, because it's like, as much as our kids are not at the, well, they are, to be fair, because they're impressionable, innit?
Yeah.
But it's a conversation to really have and something to do, because unfortunately, bullying never goes, innit? And whether you're victim of it or the oppressor of it, we like, everything starts at home. And so what we can do, we should do, and so that's why I really wanted to touch on it. The other thing is, obviously, lately, and before we even go any further, the research doctorate, everyone listen, there's a doctorate that is going at the moment. It's been posted on our Instagram as well, in support of research into Black fathers' impact on well-being and education of the child.
Education,
11 and 16. So it's a quantitative research, I think. So it's based around doing surveys.
Statistics, yeah, quantitative, yeah.
So it's not. It's more like questionnaires and interview based with the toddler, can you call them toddler, teenager, 11 to 16 or
teenager,
something?
Yeah.
So they'll do a questionnaire and then the parent will do a questionnaire as well. So for everyone listening, it's been backed by UCL, University College London, by a doctorate student. All the information is on our page. We're just sharing it along for each and every dad that's out there. If you know you've got a child between the ages of 11 and 16, please, please do get involved. Again, yeah. The information is on our Instagram page, so at Black Dads Magic UK. So I just wanted to put that.
It might help. Yeah, it might help them out, and it might help out. It will definitely help out my girl as well. Yeah,
because there isn't like a lot of statistics or a lot of info in out there at the minute in support of positive impact on Black fathers within education of their child. So it's a great
initiative. Yeah, 100%. And it will help further development with research within to that sector anyway, for future people that do decide to.
Yeah, so we're massive supporters of it, and really, really, really want to encourage everyone listening. If you are applicable, please do reach out. The email address is in there as well. So you can get involved. You can reach out to the I don't even know if they're called doctorate, but the research student who's conducting
the studies.
Yeah.
And if you don't know the Instagram page, it's blackdadsmagic_UK people.
Is it still underscore? I don't remember. Mm. But
you changed it to underscore.
Probably. But also with it, the so if you're not applicable and you know dads that are, please do send it on to them. Again, it's all, you know, backed by university, ethics approved and everything. We'll see if we can actually get the student on here as well. But we're still waiting on some feedback.
So. Actually, she replied to the email today saying, yeah, the community has accepted her so she can be in a podcast.
Oh, sick. So yeah,
great.
Within the next...
Yeah, that sounds literally just...
Future episodes. Within the next couple of episodes or so.
Because it's due by like July or something. But yeah, all the information is there. Don't know how important about it too much. But yeah, the last thing before we wrap up here, obviously, seeing a lot of stuff going around at the minute on children being abducted, especially in Croydon. I'm not even gonna lie. If I'm out with Maya, and a man thinks they want to abduct, you need to kill me there. Make sure I'm dead that moment for you to abduct there. Because wait, first off, Black people don't kidnap kids. Let's just put that out there. I was talking to Kester the other day. Whoever wants to get upset, they can.
Yeah.
Black people don't kidnap kids unless it's a retaliation for the parents. Yeah. Or for
unless it's that you and Mitchum.
You see this guy. Oh yeah. Him, he's calm. Yeah. He knows everything he's getting in prison. But it's not a common theme. One should
you know what? I can't remember if you lot posted it in the group chat or I saw it on TikTok. Man's on TikTok like that. But there was a video. So there's this black guy. He was holding I respect it so much. There's this black guy. He was holding.
The child, and it's cussing the mum. It's like, bro, why have you just left the child there to go over there?
It's not a cussing. He's basically giving her a hard truth. You don't know what can happen to your child. Yeah, and the fact of it's not that he's just.
My kid was crying for 15 minutes, bro. Yeah,
it's not that he's telling her off. He's then trying to make her get help. He said, "Why didn't you wait for the police? Just in case you're not coping at home, directly to the right."
Because as a parent, nobody don't want to accept help. I don't feel like nobody really wants to accept help.
For everyone listening. So, there was a I don't know if
oh, yeah, sorry.
Guy that is the in the video. There's a guy holding a toddler, and there's about three or four people around him, and he's really giving some home truth to the other person who's deemed as the mom. And he's like, "Your child's been here crying for a very long time now. Whilst you're just over there, you just left the child here. Why have you left the child there?"
To walk around the park,
to do something, and the child was just there crying by himself. And even the people recording, why have you just left them there? Left them there. So that's the context around the video. And the one thing I liked with it, I didn't watch it all the way to the end, but the one thing I did like with it is that throughout it, himself, the person recording, kept asking her, "Is this definitely a child?" and asking information on the child. Then what's the name? Yeah. And he goes, "Actually, we're gonna wait till the police come." And I really did like that. As much as, you know.
Yeah.
They didn't attack her.
I didn't like the fact, though, that the child was so comfortable.
With him.
Yeah, in his hand. It's holding up. That is a bit scary, innit? But I did like the fact that as much as she said, "Oh, that's my child," and it's obviously the child's upset.
But kids are very impressionable. And you remember that video we spoke about, I think it was the previous week, with the guy that did the social experiment
we haven't gone into that one yet. That's gonna be the next episode.
Definitely next episode, isn't it? But things like that, just like kids are really special. If Renai comes out my sight in the house, bro, you know my house ain't that big. Like if she's gone out into the corridor, I'd be like, "Renai, where are you? If I can't see her, I'm asking where she is." 2 minutes can't pass. If that child's gone quiet for at least a minute or two, I need to know what she's doing. Because she's up to something, unless the TV's on. You see what I'm trying to say to you? So
Yeah,
yeah, man. But it's with just, that in mind,
it's just to say, you know, people just be vigilant and that, because again, they try to kidnap who? You need to kill me in that moment before you take Maya. Make sure I'm dead, because you're kidnapping both of us. You're kidnapping both of us. Wherever she goes, I'm going. Because what you
can, oh, definitely.
Yeah. Again, I was standing by what I said today. Black people don't kidnap people.
Yeah, has to be like that movie Law Abiding Citizen where they broke into the man's house and tie everybody
up. Everybody, they're gone, everybody. really do. Again, you know what, to be honest, I don't know how much truth there is to that because I haven't done a lot of research on it, but it's doing a lot of rounds. If it is so true, please, you know, be vigilant. Anything you know, let the police know so everyone else can be safe, because I would hate for it to be one of my friends and their kids, you know. Apparently they're just jumping out of a van and just grabbing kids. You have to chop off my arms. I ain't gonna eat. And we're swinging.
Yeah, hold on.
But yeah, nah, this is it, man.
But yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. It's like the thing, like, I used to always laugh at white people or cock other people when they have that little leash. On the little kids. Yeah. Like, my child's not having one of that, but now you get to see the content of why it
makes sense.
Yeah, what do?
If I still want to do it, Mark.
Come and kidnap kids. You think they ain't got something to cut that paper, that leash?
Both of us is going with it.
Yeah, that's what. You need to kill me. Yeah, I need to drop there and then. Because one, I don't know how I would live with myself knowing that even if it's not in my power, and that, you know, in a way it's gonna feel like I let someone take my child away. And then I now need to explain to Eb that someone's took our child from me.
How do you come with that conversation? You can't come with it. I can come with that conversation to Shan.
Finished. And then I think one of the scariest things is if even police can come and have an interview with me and then tell me don't do anything. Bro, don't tell me don't do anything.
I'll go jail for that ish, bro.
it's your transparent dads again. Boy Rolando.
Kester's here. Kester. Very ill.
Come on. Let's go, people. You lot want to leave one word of advice quickly?
Just, you know, teach your child to just be accepted of all the variations that there are out there. Everyone's not all the same. But we are all, or should all be equal. I say should all be equal. Because currently in society, everyone isn't equal, but everyone should be equal. And everyone deserves it. So just teach your child to be kind and acceptance of whether they agree with people and who they are. That's a different conversation. You don't have to pick on anyone. That's just my thing.
Each one teach one. That's me.
Definitely. Yeah. Listen, one thing I would say is just have that conversation with your little one, or as they grow, just continue to build that bond with them. Sometimes kids will go through life and they might say that they hate you just because you're not giving them their way, but just maintain that bond so that when things do hit the fan, they know to turn to you, you know? But once again, people, you know what it is. Black Dad's magic. Presence over presence. Man them.
We out.
Listen.
Check out the daddy.
Say hi, daddy.
Daddy.
What's that? Is careful.